The Sloppy Sorting Hat is a podcast that includes adult language and content, as well as spoilers from your favorite TV shows, movies, and books. It is also a zero-budget production that may sometimes have weird audio quirks. You have been warned, and this is your last warning.
It's the Sloppy Sorting Hat.
Welcome to the Sloppy Sorting Hat. This is a podcast where we sort characters from our favorite movies, books, and TV shows, but because the hat and we are a little sloppy, we'll most likely get it wrong. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Amanda.
And I'm Danny. Guys, can you believe it? We've made it a whole year with this sweet podcast. Welcome to our special anniversary episode.
And we have some fun stuff planned for you, including a blooper reel and sorting some of our friends and family.
But first, we need to get sloppy, 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 sloppy. Sloppy,
sloppy. Ready, Fred?
Ready, George.
Bottoms up.
I'll start us off. For this episode's drinking segment, I'm doing a better beer.
Cool.
And the beer I am drinking is the High Pitch Mosaic IPA. It is the better beer of choice of every Quidditch player who out there on the Quidditch pitch, zooming around on their brooms, scoring points, catching snitches, etc.
Because they're so high up.
Because they're so high up. High pitch. Get it?
Yeah. On the Quidditch pitch.
Came up with that in 10 seconds. So this beer is brewed by High Wire Brewing. It's hoppy and tropical. And I'm going to taste it. Oh, it's so tropical. I feel like I'm in the Bahamas.
Oh, nice. Wish I was in the Bahamas.
Yeah. Same.
It's a real pleasant experience in my taste buds. All right. Amanda, what are you drinking today?
I am drinking a basic white wine.
Bitch?
A basic bitch white wine. It is just a Riesling, so nothing fancy today. Danny, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking one of those cute little bottles of champagne to celebrate our anniversary. So happy anniversary, bitches.
Woo, peppin' bottles.
Oh, yeah. While we get sloppy, let's play Amortentia, Rictus Sempra, Jinx.
Amortentia, Rictus Sempra, Jinx.
I just decided to go with the trio because we haven't done them yet. So Harry, Ron, and Hermione. Who wants to go first?
Well, I would marry Ron, obviously, because he and I are soulmates. I would really enjoy being married to Ron because he would make me laugh and he's very attractive.
He's so you're giving him the Amortentia.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give him the Amortentia so I can marry him.
Cool.
And then I don't care about the other two as long as I get to be with Ron. Okay.
So are you going to give Ron the Rictus Sempra too?
Yeah, I'm going to give him Rictus Sempra. And then, you know, I mean, like in our very long, happy life together, I'm sure there's going to be times I'm going to be upset with him. So I'll just jinx him too.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
I'll go next.
Are you guys letting me get away with that?
Yeah, go for it. I mean, have fun.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. So I'm going to Rictus Sempra Harry. I think he needs a little laughter in his life. Can tickle him a little bit. I'm going to Amortentia Hermione because she's amazing and I want her to be in love with me. And then I will jinx Ron just because he's what's left over and Michelle already married him.
How dare you? This is bullshit.
He's okay. He's overrated. I'm totally kidding.
Bitch.
All right.
That's my husband.
I'm going to Rictus Sempra with Harry because he's a chivalrous guy who basically never thinks about himself in bed.
he's a great guy deep down in bed.
Yeah. I'm going
deep
to.
Down. You get what I'm saying? Like deep down, like down low.
Yeah, like, I got it.
Down low in bed. Yeah.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and jinx Ron because I'm scared of what Hermione might do if I attempted to jinx her. I'm not really afraid of Ron's skills. No offense. Really. Okay. Maybe some offense to Ron. And Amortentia to Hermione because she seems like a good long-term loving partner.
Yeah. I second Danny.
Well, you did pick all the same ones, so I guess Amanda wins.
Again, the rules of who wins that game are very unclear. All right. It's time to sort.
When I call your name, you will come forth. I shall place a sorting hat on your head, and you will be sorted into your houses.
And as Amanda mentioned, we are going to sort some of our family and friends and pets, because actually majority pets, it seems like we don't have a whole lot of friends.
Well, like each other's significant others are our friends.
I was going to say, I don't think any of my friends are listed here.
Yeah, we aren't sorting any friends other than our cats.
So we said friends, and so it's confusing.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And it also, in the script, says I'll go first, but I'm not listed first.
So funny.
So, we've only been doing this a year. Come on, give me a break.
So it's time to sort, and Danny will go first. Danny?
Okay, I'm up first, and I'm going to sort Obadiah, James Potter, Raphael, and Nightbower the Third. Also known as Obi. He's my cat. One of my cats. You'll hear about the other one in a little bit. Anyway, okay, Obi is going to go to Hufflepuff. Sure, he has 5,000 schemes on how to get food and probably is a Slytherin, but they're all about getting food, and as we've all decided, Hufflepuffs love food.
Cookies.
He works... Well, yeah, cookies, whatever. He works really hard to get food, including scratching the shit out of our bed at 2 in the morning and opening cabinet doors he knows houses the treats and waiting super patiently on the ottoman next to Leo's lunch until I look away for 1 second and he grabs the cheese. He's also a great friend. Leo regularly says that Obi is his best friend and Cody also says Obi is his best friend. I'm not 100% sure Obi has a best friend, but the consensus is that he's a good friend. So there we have it. A good friend, and he works super hard to eat all the food. Hufflepuff.
Sounds like a Hufflepuff, especially with that food.
And the headbutts.
Yeah, they're really friendly headbutts.
He's a very friendly kitty.
Yeah.
So I agree, well, Hufflepuff.
Well, he's not that friendly.
To I mean,
there was one time I was house sitting for you, Danny, and I was just trying to get a video of him, and he was pissed. He literally attacked me.
Yeah, he used to like snake bite us before we got Cody. That was terrifying.
Snake bite you? Sounds like, yeah, a Slytherin.
I know. He would like back us into a corner, and he would like snake bite us. But then we got Cody, and Cody took the brunt of it. So he doesn't mind. Cody doesn't mind. Okay, Amanda, you're next.
All right, so I am sorting Buffy Angelica Davey, a.k.a. Buffball, a.k.a. I could go on forever, which I will not do. She's my cat. She is a beautiful calico. I'm putting her into Gryffindor because she likes to pretend she is all big and bad, but really she's just the biggest scaredy cat I've ever seen. She's beautiful, and she knows it, and she's also a very hard worker just for those treats, though. So technically, I think she might be a Griffin Puff because she likes her treats, which are technically cookies for cats, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
So definitely a Griffin Puff. She's a brat. She's adorable. I love her.
I agree she's beautiful because every time you send me a picture of her, I get so upset I swear at you.
Oh, yeah. You always say the same thing.
This fucking cat's too cute.
Oh, yeah. That's
it. She is really cute.
Back when she was a kitten, you used to send me pictures, and I'd be like, fuck you. Just say fuck. That was it. I'd just say, fuck you.
Yeah.
How dare you send me these fucking pictures?
And I just think, you know, Gryffindor is like, are pretty like me. Like me. I'm beautiful, and I know it, and I'm a Gryffindor.
Yeah, this all makes sense to me.
All right, well, I'm up next, and I'm sorting our childhood cat, Fred Davey, a.k.a. Freddy the Freeloader, a.k.a. the best cat ever, who was an orange cat that we had for many, many years when we were kids. Orange is the best color of cat, as we all know. And I am sorting Fred into Slytherin.
Okay.
Because, and you can tell I really prepared in advance. I am sorting him into Slytherin because if you guys remember, Fred did this really adorable and amazing thing, which is he kind of acted like a dog, where he would follow us around the neighborhood and like just kind of watch over us, and wasn't really necessarily behaving strictly like a cat would, where cats are a little bit more aloof. And I think that this was all part of some kind of scheme that he had to, because Slytherins are schemy, some kind of scheme that he had to like convince people that he was a dog.
Okay. Oh, sure. Okay.
And
he might be a Sneasel. Is that what they're called?
They're called a Neasel.
Oh, that's it.
God bless you.
Yeah, he might be a Neasel.
Yeah, he might have been a Sneasel.
Yeah, but I remember him chasing that dog out of our yard that one time.
Yeah, I remember that too.
That is another, I was thinking of that too. That's another way that he was like, I'm not a cat, I'm a dog. And this big dog is like about to jump me. And he just ran at him like he was a dog too. And the dog actually like ran away all scared and shit. So
yeah,
I think Fred was a Slytherin.
Yeah, you know, he was a great cat. Now that I'm thinking about it, compare him to Buffy. Two completely different species, I swear to God. Buffy would, there's just no way. She would never protect me. Well,
Fred was a mangy stray outdoor cat, and Buffy is a pamper little indoor princess. So
she really is.
So true.
Well, I just want to say one thing about Fred that I, because I actually sorted him to Ravenclaw because he was always so smart. When he crossed the street, he always looked both ways before crossing.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He was really smart. And he would, like, follow us all the way to Tasha's house and then just walk back home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he would follow us everywhere, yeah. He looked both ways because the reason we even ended up with him was because he got hit by a car. Mom took him to the vet and thinking that he would die, and he survived.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. After that, he learned to look both ways before he crossed the street.
Oh, Fred was great. Yeah. He was cuddly, too.
He was cuddly.
When he wanted to be.
Well, he did always like try to like attack my feet at night.
Oh yeah, he always attacked. He bit my feet. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was like intense.
Slithery. That's very slithery. That's very
yeah, slithery. He was like a snake.
Yeah, he was like a bed snake.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Tired of these motherfucking snakes in my motherfucking bed. Oh, it's just my cat.
Oh God. R.I.P. Fred. We love you.
All right, let's pour one out for our homie Fred. I'm going to pour a little on the carpet in my room.
Okay. I'm going to pour some into my mouth.
I'm going to pour some onto Justin's carpet. He won't mind, right?
All right, I'm up next, and I got Cody, my other cat who I mentioned earlier. He's black and white, and by the way...
Does he not have a big, giant name?
Oh, it's Nicodemus. Nybauer. Nicodemus, and we call him Cody. Mm-hmm. It totally makes sense. Yeah. Anyway, he's a tuxedo cat, and Obi is a tabby, which I didn't mention before. Anyway, Cody is very fashionable, and he might seem like a timid, shy, loyal Hufflepuff cat, but really, he's just smart, so he's going to Ravenclaw. He knows most people suck, so he hides from them. He knows that when he's hungry, he can wake up Obi, and Obi will do all the work for him to get the food. He's smart enough to know how to lift your hand and make you pet him. He doesn't wait for nobody. He knows that when you hear a loud noise, if you just run away and hide, it will go away and you don't have to deal with all that nonsense. So anyway, he's pretty smart and he's going to Ravenclaw.
I like it. Yeah. Sounds a lot like Justin.
And Justin is not a cat.
The last part really did when it was when loud noises happen and then he just... runs away because he doesn't want to deal with them. That literally is Justin. So this is really funny.
I think Justin should take that as a compliment. Cody's a really nice cat.
I mean, I don't know Cody as well as Obi, so I'm just going to trust you on the sorting. But I think that that's actually probably pretty smart of Cody to stay away from me and Manda, because we can be very aggressive with the petting.
Oh, yeah. He would love that, though. If he knew that, maybe he would actually come and hang out with us more when you guys are here. He wants all the pets. He's very much a lap cat when we're down watching TV. So
I have had some moments where Cody came up to me and wanted to lay on me while I was living with you, Danny. It was nice. I felt very honored.
Yeah, and he has a really loud purr.
He's a cutie patootie. I agree with Ravenclaw. I'm up next, and I am sorting my boyfriend, Justin. Actually, I am putting him into Ravenclaw. Not for that reason, though.
What is his real house?
Okay, so this is where it gets tricky. So I had him take the test when we first got together, and I told
him,
I told him already that I was in Gryffindor. So I think because he really wanted to be in the same house as me, he manipulated the test for it to be Gryffindor, which that's exactly what he did, actually.
What because an he's, idiot.
Because he's definitely a Ravenclaw.
Okay, also, well, yes, let's what see.
An idiot. So he reads constantly, which I just think is very Ravenclaw. He's very wise. He's very creative with his photos and literally wrote a book. But he claims he values adventure more, so he is a Gryffindor, but I don't buy that. But now I'm thinking I should just probably put him to Slytherin because he manipulated the quiz and he's a manipulator and he schemes. So you know what? He's just going to be all the houses besides Hufflepuff.
Okay, fine. He doesn't have to come to our house.
I think that he does value adventure the most. I think he might actually be a Gryffindor and you just maybe think he's more into you than he is. And like he just took the quiz genuinely.
Oh, wow. Maybe. I don't think so, though.
The power of wanting to please you was so great that he was like, no, I'm not going to answer these questions, honestly. I'm just going to make sure I get Gryffindor.
No. So in full disclosure, he does very much value adventure. But I also think he values his writing, too, a lot. So
sure. But I value writing and I value reading and I'm not a Ravenclaw.
True. And you and value so does, loyalty and so more.
And so does Hermione.
True. You're right. All right. Well, I mean, this is supposed to be the house that he's not supposed to be in, so. So whatever. Whatever.
That dude's not nice at all. He doesn't belong in Hufflepuff.
Yeah, fuck him.
Just kidding. You're a nice guy, Justin.
Yeah, we like you, Justin.
You're a nice guy deep down.
Yeah.
Like way down. I'm up next. I'm sorting my husband, Jim, a.k.a. Doty Doterson, a.k.a. Schmoopy, a.k.a. Doty Fayed, a.k.a. Rudy Belugi, a.k.a. No, I'm kidding.
A.k.a. Jimmerd.
When you've been with someone for 17 years, you have a lot of nicknames for each other.
Have you guys been together for 17 years?
Maybe it's only 16, something like that.
Oh, my God, it's still forever.
It's only been 15.
Oh, I guess it'll be 16 in February. I am going to sort Jim into Durmstrang.
Okay. Why?
Because he's just so Russian.
Nope. I don't buy it. You need more.
So we play Dungeons and Dragons every Friday. And Jim has this character that is called Saxton Holt, and he is evil, and the character, not Jim. The character Saxton is evil, and he hunts fluffy animals for fun. And whenever we see animals, he wants to kill them. And if my husband can think of such an evil character and roleplay him so well, then I feel like he must be secretly a practitioner of the dark arts and belongs in Durmstrang.
Yikes. I didn't know that about him.
Well, this got dark real quick.
Or you could make an argument for Ravenclaw because he's creative enough to create a good character and roleplay it effectively. But that's his real house and that would be boring.
You know, I think I'm putting him in Slytherin or, I mean, I could go with your Durmstrang sorting too. Because he literally is so schemey. He wins every single game that's I play.
Yeah,
which is
I agree.
A lot of games.
Yeah, I agree with Slytherin. I think he schemes in another way when we play games. He's always the one to read the rules.
Oh my God, he is.
Always. That's a good point, Annie. And do you think maybe he'd leave some out? Or, I mean, it's possible we aren't listening.
He's manipulating us. He's manipulating us by reading the instructions that he wants us to hear. Right? Right? And it's not because we're drinking and just talking over each other the entire time. That's not it at all.
Yeah. He definitely doesn't win games because he's just, like, really smart.
Nope. No. No. That can't be it.
Definitely a scheme.
He only brings over the games that he knows he's going to win at.
Which is all of them.
Schemey.
What a schemer.
Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy, we love you.
Yeah, we love you, Jim.
He's not going to listen to this.
Here we go. Let's sort Adam. Okay, guys. It's really hard to put Adam somewhere other than Slytherin due to his intelligence, ambition, and his villain tendencies. He could be a Gryffindor because he never says no to a challenge, even if it's dangerous or a little stupid. But he doesn't really take big risks, so not Gryffindor. He could be a Ravenclaw because he's super smart with his history of straight A's all the way through his MBA, except that B in keyboarding, which resulted in not getting a high school valedictorian, so I guess Ravenclaw's out. I'm going to put him into the babe house. Because he's a babe. And he's a super hard worker. Working full time, doing all the laundry, keeping the kitchen clean, and always working on those abs. He's loyal to himself and me, but that's basically it. He's pretty pretty, and occasionally he can really surprise me with his patience. So I guess Adam's a Hufflepuff now. I'm sure he'll be really thrilled.
I think he's going to be very upset.
I told him he could come and rebuttal his sorting right now, but he said no.
I do agree with this because I've known Adam a very long time now, and he is one of my closest friends, probably. Despite being my brother-in-law, I also consider him my friend, and I love him. And so he's a Hufflepuff in my heart.
Are we not going to say anything bad about Adam?
I mean, Danny did call out his villain tendencies.
No. I just think it's so funny because I was just like, well, for Michelle, you were so mean about Chip.
I told him I said he's only loyal to himself and me. That wasn't very
actually
nice.
Adam probably would be upset that we didn't like advertise his Slytherin tendencies. So,
I mean, yeah, we do it all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, and Adam's my husband. I did not mention that at the beginning. And we've been together forever.
Oh, I thought he was your third cat.
And what are your nicknames for Adam?
Adam, Addy, Fatty. That's basically it. Fatty. Oh, he's Big Fatty. I'm Fatty. And Obi is Little Fatty. And Cody is Teeny Fatty. And Leo is Baby Fatty. We're a bunch of fatties.
And how long have you and Adam been together?
13 years. Married for 9. It's been a long time with that guy. It's all been great.
It's all been great.
Drink to that.
Drink to our significant others for dealing with us all the time.
Yeah, they're so nice.
They are nice.
Yeah, I think they all belong in the babe house.
They're all babes.
I'm surprised I'm the only one that put the significant other in the babe house. I really thought all three of us were going to do that.
Justin is a babe. Like, that's for sure. So, I mean, I thought that was a given. We all think that Justin's a babe, obviously.
I mean, I was just being nice when I said everybody should be in the babe house.
I mean, Jim does like cookies, so I suppose he does belong in babe house as well.
Remember when I sent you guys that photo of the hat, like the little bite out of that cookie?
Yeah, that was more Slytherin.
There was a little bit of both. It was Slytherin. It was
Hufflin and Puffalin.
Okay, last but not least, we have Leo. Leo baby, my son. Leo baby is 3, so we're definitely sorting too soon. But I think I'll sort him into Ravenclaw. He's kind of a know-it-all. He thinks he knows everything and that he's always right, even though he's usually really, really wrong. But he's pretty confident about it, so I guess that's good. I don't actually know many other 3-year-olds, but I think he's super smart. He can do simple math problems. He knows all the colors and how to make them. He corrects us if we call a ball a circle instead of a sphere. We sometimes think he has a bit of a photographic memory, and I think it's going to come back to bite us at one point. He is showing a knack for creativity, like his songwriting skills. They're pretty legit. The current most catchy song he's come up with is this. That's a scooting Leo. That's a scooting Leo. It's time for scoot. That's me.
He came up with that?
That's me.
Yes.
What a weirdo. I love it.
I know. And it's so catchy. And he sings it the whole time he's scooting, which can be for like an hour.
God, this has got to be the cutest thing in the world.
Yeah, it's pretty adorable. To watch. Anyway, we have many years until he goes to Hogwarts. Or in our case, Ilvermorny. But
I thought
you
were going to say Harvard.
Or Harvard. But anyway, for now, Ravenclaw seems okay.
I don't know which one's more realistic, Harvard or Hogwarts.
Hogwarts?
Definitely Hogwarts.
I would put him into Slytherin because he knows how to manipulate me with his cute little baby face. Whatever he asks for, I give it to him. And so, yeah. And I don't know if that's just because I love him and he's a little kid and You know, that's a natural reaction, but I'm pretty sure it's because he's a manipulative bastard.
Ooh. I think you're right. This when he's older.
I'm sure he will. He's really cool, dude.
So I'm going to put him into Gryffindor because you literally named him Leo, which is a lion, which is Gryffindor. Done.
Okay. That sounds good.
And plus, I want him in my house. I just want to spend time with him.
Yeah, you can take him. I've spent the last 6 months with him nonstop, 24/7. He would love a break from me, I think.
I doubt that.
No, I see it. All right, guys, you ready?
I'm ready.
The moment you've all been waiting for since we announced this 10 minutes ago, the blooper reel.
Woo!
Heyo! Welcome to the Sloppy Sorting Hat. This is a podcast where we sort characters from our favorite movies, books, and TV shows. But because we're the hat.
Because we're the hat. Yeah, that's, we're not drunk. That's fine. It's a chilly January day, but the cold never bothered us anyway. So we're playing games, talking theories, and doing all the stuff you need to make a podcast. I need another beer. Hold on. I got to pick one.
You got this. You can pick one. You can do it.
I love Pitch Perfect. Shout out to Anna Kendrick. Okay. We'll also be talking to her in the next episode.
We're going to be talking to her in the next episode.
About her.
We got Anna Kendrick to guest on the next episode.
God, that would be amazing.
Please note that the next episode is actually Parks and Rec.
Oh, fuck. You're right. Okay. We got to cut all that out.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Are you guys there?
Yep, nope. I really gotta pee, so I'm having a hard time paying attention.
All right, okay. Guys, it's time to sort.
No, it is not.
No, it is not.
Right. Bowie gets sloppy.
Oh my god.
I got nothing for this one.
Good job, Anna.
As usual.
Oh my gosh. Like, what happened? Am I still there?
Yes. Yeah. You're gone.
My like screensaver just came on. My drink doesn't actually have peach rings because I ate them all last weekend.
That's classic.
Danny.
It's not a sloppy sorting, that's a real sorting. Real sorting?
Okay, sorry. Oh my god, I'm literally crying right now.
And shout out again to BrewDog, who are sponsoring this episode. They don't know it, but they are. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers to BrewDog. Danny, cheers us. Jesus, Lord.
Guys, cheers us, Lord. Cheers. Never again are we cheersing anything.
Okay.
All right. Did you just say cheers this, Lord?
I did.
Could you beer me that beer?
What?
You mean people say beer me?
Yeah. Beer me.
And then it's like, oh, beer me that like hat, and it means hand me that hat. Oh. And as you say beer me that beer, it means hand me that beer.
Beer me that beer.
Beer me that beer.
Oh my god.
Probably didn't.
I cannot.
Just being difficult.
This is the funniest thing. We should record more often together. We should record together.
We should drink more.
Well, that's...
All right, that's the premise of it. Yeah. Yeah.
Here we go.
So, it worked. Sorry. It doesn't work if I read it that way.
Oh, I got burp.
Okay, burp.
Excuse me. Keep that. That's a big one. Keep it in a segment, like a transition thing.
Yeah, instead of that swoosh sound, I'll just, from now on, that's the sound that's gonna transition. Okay.
Oh, alright,
let me start somewhere in the middle here.
Sorry. Oh my god, I can't stop laughing. Oh my god, I'm like crying. Okay. Alright.
So thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed our Parks and Recreation episode. Don't forget to like, save, describe.
Describe our podcast because we don't know what the fuck to
say. Oh my god, that was so funny.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
That was amazing.
I love bloopers so much.
Me too.
That one, I think at one point you were like, what is that? And it was just you laughing so hard that it was only dogs could hear it.
I really enjoyed the burp.
Yeah. Actually, I just realized while we were listening to it that after that one, instead of the beep, it should be like your belch going into the next clip.
Oh, God, that's so good. I'm really glad that that is on here for everybody to hear for the rest of my life.
You should really be proud of that belch. Yeah,
it was a good one.
Yeah, it was very fun for me to go back and put that together. We mess up a lot, so far more footage of us messing up than of us actually being good podcasters.
I'm apparently ready to go sailing. It is time for Ship Ship Hooray.
Ship. Hooray!
Ship.
So this is where we ship different relationships.
Oh, live blooper.
This is where we
talk English. Good time, maybe.
All right. So does everyone get the premise of this segment?
Yeah. I think we're all on board, pun intended.
Good one. All right. So for real, though, this is where we talk about different relationships within the Harry Potter universe.
The wizardly world.
The wizardly world. For this episode, I'm going to ship Wolfstar. Have you guys heard of this one?
Yeah, I have.
I thought it was so cool.
I haven't, but let me guess. Okay. Ramis?
Uh-huh.
And?
Avi Ramis. Remus.
Ooh. Andromeda Tonks.
No,
it's serious.
I was like offended by that.
Andromeda.
What's her name?
It's Tonks. Serious.
No, but I mean, but you're making
Nymphadora.
It's Nymphadora.
No, her mom. Yeah, that's her mom.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's actually Sirius Black and Remus Lupin.
It's not Remus Lupin and his mother-in-law. Are you sure?
I'm pretty positive.
Well, okay. All right.
So, moving on. Love this one. It's pretty obvious that they have love for one another. After Sirius gets ripped out of Lupin's life, Lupin just lets him back into his life so easily, which I don't even think he questions it. So it's
It's not that easily, I feel like, because he spends...
Whatever, in the movie it is.
He spends the entire year telling Harry to stay the fuck away from Sirius.
Well, okay, then we're talking about the movie.
But then he super embraces him.
Yeah.
Is that a technical term, the super embrace?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not into it because...
You think it should be Andromeda or whatever?
Yeah. I think it should be Andromedius.
Her name is Andromeda.
Her name
Thanks,
is...
Thanks, Danny.
Her name... is Andy.
Oh, I was going to say that.
In all the fanfics I've read about her, they call her Andy.
Are there fanfics about her?
Oh, yeah. There's fanfics about everything in the Harry Potter universe.
I guess that's probably true. Anyway, Remus and Lupin.
Yep, Remus and Lupin. It's a great, it's an interesting pairing. It's him and himself in some kind of mirror universe where he goes through a mirror and he meets himself and then they fuck. And it's probably a story that exists on fanfiction.net. And you could probably find it very easily.
It's like we listened to
the Did I say Remus?
You did, yeah.
It's like we listened to the blooper reel and now we can't not make bloopers.
I was so confused. Like, what is she talking about?
And I knew that Janie had no idea that she said that because she wasn't even laughing.
My favorite ship for Remus is Remus and then a Hershey Bart.
Oh, yes. I love it. I love to give chocolate after the Dementor attack.
Yeah.
I really like the Remus.
Yeah, it's some mirror sci-fi bullshit. He goes around a haunted house and he sees like eight Lupins, but one of them is like his evil twin with a little goatee. And at first it seems like he's going to try to take over his life, but then it's like, nah, he's just going to try to take over that dick.
Oh, God.
And it gets very steamy, you know? It gets very erotic, and I'm writing it right now, actually.
I can't wait to read the whole thing.
All right. Well, that was a good one.
Did we even talk about the actual pairing? Did we talk about Angelita and Ramus?
That's not the pairing.
We asked a lot of questions on Instagram recently, and we're going to shout out our lovely listeners who answered those questions during this segment of Spill That Veritaserum.
The time has come for answers. Have you brought the Veritaserum?
Spill it.
Okay, so the first... Okay, the first question we had was, tell us your favorite thing about our podcast. And we had, you know, a couple of answers. Tim Deeks from Host the Pathway podcast and of Muggles and Mudbloods podcast both really enjoyed us discussing covering our naked bods with hand sanitizer in the Always Sunny episode.
Oh, love that one.
Yeah.
Also, would do that still.
Yeah, still got to do that.
The times are still trying.
And we had one other person say something to this, Cocktails and Cravings on Instagram. They really enjoyed our Twilight episode and said they laughed out loud through the entire thing. So that was nice.
Oh, nice. So they were laughing at Michelle the entire time.
With Michelle, yeah. Mainly.
I mean, I got really serious in that episode about some very important issues. So I'm discouraged to hear that this person laughed through my rants. No, I'm playing.
The next question we had was, what is your favorite Harry Potter fan theory? We got one answer from Friends Do Fandom podcast, and they said that Harry Potter is now immortal. So we'll try to remember to discuss that in an upcoming episode, because that sounds kind of interesting.
Well, that is interesting.
Yeah, I like that. Didn't I submit an answer to this one?
Yes, you did. Michelle also said Snapple, Snape and Apple, which isn't a thing. But hey.
It made me laugh.
Snapple, the drink of choice. But hey, we're sloppy, so we'll make it a thing if you want to, Mish. We'll discuss Snapple sometime.
Thank you. Thanks.
You have to drink Snapple, though. You got to drink some Snapple. Okay. I also asked a question, what's your favorite Harry Potter ship? And nobody answered, and nobody sent us any questions. So that's the end of this segment. But shout out to you.
Didn't I say Snapple to ship, or I said it's about theories?
You said it to theories.
I meant to send it to favorite ship. Also, you forgot one of my answers, which I'm pretty sure, and I don't know what the question was, but I know the answer was your mom.
Oh, yeah. There was one for your mom. I wonder what that must have been, like, your favorite thing about our podcast. Oh, there, you also answered to the question, what's your favorite segment? And you said the one where Mish goes on a rant or something like that.
I think I just said Misha's rants.
Misha's rants.
TM,
yeah.
But anyway, shout out to our real fans and not just me thinking I'm funny on Instagram.
You are funny on Instagram, though. I appreciate somebody answering my questions.
Yeah, guys, answer our questions. Please. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed our first anniversary episode. Don't forget to like, rate, save, subscribe, or whatever you're supposed to do so you don't miss a motherfucking episode. Please follow us on Instagram at sloppy.sorry.hat and Twitter at sloppysorting. We're also on Facebook too. Send us your questions. Send us suggestions. Give us all that shit. See ya, sloppy slups.
What happened?